这是全国英语等级考试第二级听力部分考试。现在是试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，听力部分答题时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将答案转涂到答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
请看选项。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并在试卷上将其标出。下面你有五秒钟的时间看第一小题。
Jane, are you on a diet? You look thinner than before.
Not exactly. The day after I began to diet, I got sick. I stayed in the hospital for the last 2 weeks and lost 5 kilos.
嗨, I need to check out this book.
Sure, may I have your card?
Okay.
Sorry.I'm afraid you have to return one of the 5 books you've already borrowed before you check this one out.
What time is it, Mary? We've waited here for about 10 minutes.
It's 7:40 now.
Oh, our bus is late today.
Yes, it should have arrived 5 minutes ago.
Most of my classmates say they go to bed after 9 o'clock.
Never mind what time your friends go to bed. I say your bedtime is 8:30, and it's 8:20 now. Hi, Jim. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, Kate. It was great. I went camping with my friends in the Catskills.
Really? How was the weather there?
It was very nice.
Part 1. 每段对话或独白后有2至4个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有5秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
How long have you been having the pain?
I first felt it in November last year.
Well, you should have come in earlier. Have you changed your eating habits in any way?
No, not really.
Is there a certain type of food that would cause stronger pain than other types?
Heavy foods like steak or cheese usually bring it on.
I see. What about if I touch here? Does it hurt?
Ouch! It does hurt. What do you think it is?
I'm not sure. We need to take an x-ray to see if anything is wrong.
Okay.
How long have you been having the pain?
I first felt it in November last year.
Well, you should have come in earlier. Have you changed your eating habits in any way?
No, not really.
Is there a certain type of food that would cause stronger pain than other types?
Heavy foods like steak or cheese usually bring it on.
I see. What about if I touch here? Does it hurt?
Ouch! It does hurt. What do you think it is?
I'm not sure. We need to take an x-ray to see if anything is wrong.
Okay.
Listen to the next dialogue. Answer the 8th to 10th question.现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Hi, Peter. Have you been in London long?
Hi, Maggie. I got here last Friday.It's about a week now.
I just arrived. What's the hotel like?
It's okay. Not perfect, but for this price, not bad.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, the heating doesn't always work, and it was freezing in here yesterday. The breakfast is very early in the morning. Today I overslept and missed it completely.
You overslept? Why was that?
Well, there's a man with a boy staying next door.They've been here for 3 days now, and the boy is really noisy. I didn't get any sleep.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what we can do about the breakfast or other guests, but why don't you ask the hotel to look at the heating?
Good idea. I'll talk to them about it right now.
Hi, Peter. Have you been in London long?
Hi, Maggie. I got here last Friday. It's about a week now.
I just arrived. What's the hotel like?
It's okay. Not perfect, but for this price, not bad.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, the heating doesn't always work, and it was freezing in here yesterday. The breakfast is very early in the morning. Today I overslept and missed it completely.
You overslept? Why was that?
Well, there's a man with a boy staying next door. They've been here for 3 days now, and the boy is really noisy. I didn't get any sleep.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what we can do about the breakfast or other guests, but why don't you ask the hotel to look at the heating?
Good idea. I'll talk to them about it right now.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Do you know Nat King Cole?
You mean the pop singer? Yeah, what about him?
In his song Smile, he tells people to smile through heartbreak. But now research suggests that false happiness may just make things worse.
Really? Tell me more about it.
Researchers took pictures of bus drivers and then looked into the expressions on their faces.
They did? What happened then?
After following the drivers closely, researchers found that the drivers had to force a smile at work. They felt so bad that they wanted to give up their jobs.
I never imagined it could be so serious. Why is that?
The report says when people try to hold back bad feelings, it turns out that the feelings become even stronger and last longer.
Look at my face. Do I smile a real smile?
Do you know Nat King Cole?
You mean the pop singer? Yeah, what about him?
In his song Smile, he tells people to smile through heartbreak. But now research suggests that false happiness may just make things worse.
Really? Tell me more about it.
Researchers took pictures of bus drivers and then looked into the expressions on their faces.
They did? What happened then?
After following the drivers closely, researchers found that the drivers had to force a smile at work. They felt so bad that they wanted to give up their jobs.
I never imagined it could be so serious. Why is that?
The report says when people try to hold back bad feelings, it turns out that the feelings become even stronger and last longer.
Look at my face. Do I smile a real smile?
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Professor Brown, which do you prefer, writing or teacher training?
Well, I enjoy both very much. In fact, I wouldn't want to give up either. These days, most of my time is spent on writing. I go to the university just 2 half-days a week to work with graduate students.
What plans do you have for the future?
Now that we have completed a textbook and its new CD program,We plan to develop more textbooks for other markets. People sometimes say to me, "You work too hard." The truth is, I enjoy what I do, and I don't consider it to be work.
What do you like to do that's not education-related?
I like playing the piano. I'm fortunate to have been born with the ability to play the piano by ear. If I remember a music piece, I can play it. I'm not sure how I do it, but I've had that ability since the age of 12. I took music lessons from the age of 6. I also write music. Although I'm a language teacher, I can't write words to songs. I have to turn to others for the words. Actually, I have more confidence in my book writing ability than my songwriting ability.
Professor Brown, which do you prefer, writing or teacher training?
Well, I enjoy both very much. In fact, I wouldn't want to give up either. These days, most of my time is spent on writing. I go to the university just 2 half-days a week to work with graduate students.
What plans do you have for the future?
Now that we have completed a textbook and its new CD program, we plan to develop more textbooks for other markets. People sometimes say to me, "You work too hard." The truth is, I enjoy what I do, and I don't consider it to be work.
What do you like to do that's not education-related?
I like playing the piano. I'm fortunate to have been born with the ability to play the piano by ear. If I remember a music piece, I can play it. I'm not sure how I do it, but I've had that ability since the age of 12. I took music lessons from the age of 6. I also write music. Although I'm a language teacher, I can't write words to songs. I have to turn to others for the words. Actually, I have more confidence in my book writing ability than my songwriting ability.
听下面一段独白，回答第18至第20题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Our listener question this week comes from Australia. Jeff Bailey has been listening to our program since 2004, and he wants to know more about coal mining in the United States. The United States produces about half of its electric power from coal. America is the second largest producer of coal after China. Coal is mined in half the states, but Wyoming mines the most, followed by West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. The United States gets about 2/3 of its coal from surface mining rather than underground mining. Surface mining is the name for the different methods that are used to remove coal that is less than 60 meters underground. The United States has about 87,000 coal miners. The jobs pay well, especially for the poor areas where mines are often found. However, the jobs can also be dangerous. The government says more than 100,000 coal miners lost their lives in the past century. Our listener question this week comes from Australia. Jeff Bailey has been listening to our program since 2004, and he wants to know more about coal mining in the United States. The United States produces about half of its electric power from coal. America is the second largest producer of coal after China. Coal is mined in half the states, but Wyoming mines the most, followed by West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. The United States gets about 2/3 of its coal from surface mining rather than underground mining. Surface mining is the name for the different methods that are used to remove coal that is less than 60 meters underground. The United States has about 87,000 coal miners. The jobs pay well, especially for the poor areas where mines are often found. However, the jobs can also be dangerous. The government says more than 100,000 coal miners lost their lives in the past century.
听力部分到此结束。